Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I'm here with Bill Farber tonight. And we can't wait to join you and to be together. And I just want to stop it for a moment and thank you for taking the time to join us, whether it's now, here, live, or whether it's later on listening to the replay. Your participation really does matter. Even if it's energetic, not speaking, you're still contributing. So I want to thank you. And please join me now in welcoming Bill Farber. Bill?
Hello.
Hey. Welcome to You Awakening.
It's really great to be here.
And for those who don't know Bill, let me give you just a little bit of background because I think it'd probably be better to hear it from him. Bill is actually a practicing attorney who had a number of years ago a very remarkable connection, and I think I'll actually let him tell you about it. But it's about how he came to be able to have such strong energy and ability to clear and to heal, like to speak the word. But I think it's better for us to hear it from Bill directly. So would you like to share?
Well, sure.
What happened to you years back that put you on the track of being able to be a speaker like this and make offerings like this?
I would say a few different things would be instrumental in that. First thing for me, I always say, was when I started the meditation practice in 1971. It was a very powerful transformational moment for me. The contrast from before and after was so profound that it from that moment on, I've always had a deep interest in, one could say more than an interest, really a deep passion for understanding and experiencing this dimension of ourselves that somehow in me was hidden to me before, and it's hidden for many people, but it certainly is there, and it's waiting to be tapped into and awakened when given the opportunity. And, you know, practicing the meditation after that for many, many decades and provides a foundation for some of the experiences that happened after that. But I would say that was the initial triggering event. Then later, around the end, 1989, I became interested in the concept of energy work and being able to transmit energy to other people. And this was through studying Qigong and Reiki and becoming a Reiki master and teaching a lot of classes and doing lots and lots of individual and long-distance sessions for people. And, you know, the ability was always there, but it became more and more developed, we could say, developed, and I became more and more spontaneous and comfortable with it. And then I would say around 6 or 7 years ago, I had a close relationship with a Indian saint who used to visit here every year. And
you live in Chicago?
I do, Chicago area.
Yes.
And he would just come visit people in his tradition that knew his master back in India. And he was, I guess you could say, the Indian equivalent of a godfather, in a nice way.
No guns, right?
No guns, yeah. And no shakedowns. He wouldn't accept money or gifts or anything. He was very, you know, very fastidious about that and very strict. But we became close through just interactions and things that happened between us. And I brought lots of people to meet him, Westerners, that he was very grateful to be able to connect with so many Westerners and help them so profoundly. And he shared with me that he was going to, you know, give me or share with me his gifts or his abilities when I do this particular work that I'm doing. In other words, he was giving me his support on all these different levels.
Yes.
And I really felt the significance of that in many, many different ways. One way, in retrospect, is when I became aware of these energy waves, which we're going to be doing a little bit later during the call tonight.
Yes, yes.
And these were not taught to me by anyone. They just kind of came to me in a quiet time. I was doing some writing, and I basically asked if there was any special process I could do when I was being invited to a weekend workshop. Is the volume of my voice okay, Jacqueline? Can you hear me well enough?
Hi there. You caught me. I was actually doing a sound check.
Okay.
So I muted myself out to be able to do that.
All right. So I just
want
to make sure I'm talking loud enough.
It's a little soft, and that's what I was checking on, is to see if we could raise the volume. But please go ahead.
All right. So anyway,
I'm going to mute myself for just a moment.
Okay. That's fine. So when I was sitting quietly and asked if there was something I could do special for this workshop, these waves, the description of the energy waves, along with some simple instructions for me, came through, and I just wrote them down. Very, very simple, very, very effortless sort of experience. And in retrospect, I think this is part of what he was giving me, although it was nonverbal. You know, he didn't speak these to me. So I started practicing them as soon as I realized they were real and they were legitimate. And I've been doing it since then. It's been about 4 years. And the other major event, I would say, was unfortunately when he left his body in February of 2012. And I could feel at that time a very profound deepening and increase in vibration with this work, which I interpret or feel is the result of, I guess we could say, an inheritance. So I'm very convinced and certain that when I do this, it's not me as Farber doing this. I'm simply a vehicle by which these energies are transmitted from a very, very pure, very pure source. So I would say that kind of summarizes, you know, where this particular work originated from. And since that time, I've done quite a few group sessions, telesummits, personal appearances in different parts of the country. And it's been very, very rewarding for me and continues to be. And I'm very, very grateful to be with you all tonight.
I guess what I was thinking of earlier on is it really seemed, although you'd been building the meditation practice, as many people in our community, you know, actively meditate and have for oftentimes many, many years, and just some of the psychic experiences and them being drawn to understand more about energy. And then it felt to me, when we first talked about it felt to me like there was almost like a Shaktipat transmission when your teacher transitioned, that some of those powers came through and strengthened. And you know, apropos to what we're discussing tonight, of course it had to be within. It was simply sort of modeled and perhaps ignited. Why don't you talk more, a little bit more about that? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I never thought about it very much before, but I'm glad you asked that. What happened, actually, how I came to become aware of this was I was doing a group energy transmission for some people in California at a home, this lady's home. And I'd done many of those types of scenarios before. So I did my usual energy wave, which similarly to what we're doing a little bit later. And I could feel that they always were good, but this was something different, something energetically had magnified or amplified significantly. And I just asked people, you know, what was your experience? And no one really talked. But she was a little kind of, the hostess was kind of sheepishly kind of half raising her hand. And I said, well, what's happening? And she said that, you know, she had been hosting different people over the last decade or two at her place that were energy workers or had different systems so she felt that she'd seen and done everything. And she remarked that she had never felt anything like this before. And what is this? I mean, she was beside herself in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, something's up, you know, something's happening. And the next morning I got a voicemail that my teacher friend had passed away in India the day of that workshop I described.
I understand. Why don't you know what I'd really like to do is ask you what it feels like. Do you feel like a channel, a conduit, or do you feel like it comes from within you? Can you describe the experience you have while you're transmitting? Because I think soon we are going to be going through a little exercise for everyone, and we're going to open the lines to questions. So if you feel, if you're listening now and feeling a question popping up for you, don't hesitate about using the webcast page to submit a question for us, because we will be focusing with a number of individuals tonight.
Yeah. I would say that it doesn't come from me as a me, as a personality. The word conduit is probably the closest, or we could say facilitator, or even like a master of ceremonies, where I do some certain introductions. It's like I had a kind of a funny thought today that it's like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Yes.
I'm Ed McMahon. I'm not Johnny. The energy is Johnny.
Got it.
And I'm the guy who introduces it and, you know, sets it up, as it were, just so people have an idea as to what's coming next and all that. And then I just step aside completely. Now, when I say I step aside, it doesn't mean I'm not really present with it, because I can feel this energy as it's moving through and connecting with people. Even if there's thousands of people or a few, it doesn't matter. It's not like I'm reading every person's energy individually, but I can definitely feel that energy radiating out to the group, very much so. And it does come, quote unquote, come through me in the sense that I can feel it flowing. So it's a very uplifting and empowering experience for me. It's not, some people ask, well, don't you get drained from this? It's quite the contrary. I could do this all day long, and at the end of the day, I feel really like pretty.
So it keeps your vibration high, and the effect is energizing?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have to say, you know, it's great to help people, but there is some self-interest here. It's just such a great experience to do this that, you know, I just like to do more of it. And, of course, it improves the rest of my life. Even when I'm at my law stuff and doing my, you know, day-to-day stuff, it enhances that, too. It's not just during the time I'm doing this. It spills over. So that's one of the things we're going to facilitate.
To all aspects of your life.
You know, it allows people to not just have a buzz or an experience for a short time, then they go back the way they were before. It raises the vibration, and some of it's always going to stick to some extent.
I understand. One of the things I know we wanted to talk about tonight was this whole idea of waves, and maybe you can explain our title, which might not be clear to many folks. We called it Experiencing Waves of Fulfillment. How do you see that? And can you lead us in an exercise so that we can experience that more personally?
Well, yeah, I can talk a little bit about the concept of it, sure. When I use the term fulfillment, it triggers a lot of different ideas in people, I'm sure. Even in me, you know, what does that mean? So in the context of the waves, fulfillment that I'm talking about is not the kind of fulfillment that we get from a specific experience or having some particular want satisfied or fulfilled. Most people think fulfillment is I have everything I want and I get everything I want, right? I mean, I think that's a fairly common description of, or a definition.
Yes, although here with You Awakening, we've really talked about being inward bound, becoming established at our core, you know, being authentic beings and then radiating outward.
Well, that's obviously that's more in the direction that we're talking about here.
Yes.
The fulfillment I'm talking about is pre-existing. It's not something that we have to obtain or get. It's kind of lurking behind, in a nice way, lurking or watching or waiting behind all the other experiences that we have. It's like a state of fulfillment, which means fullness. It means no needs and no desires. Everything is completely full. And this, I would postulate, is what we are already.
Yes.
It's just a nice thought to have and a sweet little idea, but for most of us, you know, that's not our experience of life in general. Most lives are in experiences of wanting this and then wanting the next thing and then wanting the next thing and wanting the next thing, right?
Yes.
So when I use the word fulfillment, I'm talking about transcending the wanting. And how do we do that? The only way to do it that I know of is to experience that inner reality of fulfillment, which is completely full. It has no needs or wants or agendas. It's just that fullness or that absolute beingness, we can call it. It's full. It needs nothing. It's desireless. So when we say waves of fulfillment, the energy waves have a tendency to enliven that, I don't want to say that part of ourselves, that reality of ourselves, to become more evident and to actually become active spontaneously. So we're not attempting to activate that. It's just a spontaneous thing. When some of these other impediments are cleared away, that's what arises on its own.
So if you were to help us to have an experience of that internal state, how would you do that? Would it be through meditation and holding that state, or would it be modeling it, or would it be through clearing? How would you like to go with this?
I usually typically will approach that the same way. That's by using these energy waves that I was given.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do that is because they have very specific frequencies, and they go in a certain sequence. So they start from a certain point, which is with a clearing, and they move up to different, like you could say, higher vibrations in a natural way. And these waves, the experience of the waves, has a strong tendency to produce a deep state of quiet, or we could say restfulness, without any attempt to do that. So I would say this is not an exercise in any way at all. It's really a non-doing, but it's a process. And I'll initiate the process, and I'll explain it a little bit to everyone, so there's nothing really to do. I always encourage people that, you know, many people on a call like this are accomplished meditators and are very good at different techniques. I would recommend they suspend using any of those just for the short time where we're doing these transmissions. Why do I say that? Because the energy waves don't need any help from any outside source or any sense of doing something or attempting something or expecting something. So they take care of it. So we don't need to participate in the sense of trying to augment them or help them along through some kind of effort. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So now another thing I'd like to say is I'm not going to predict anyone's specific experience with this because there's a lot of variety in people's experience. Some people will have very dramatic energy experiences. Some people will just have very, very subtle and quiet, not much of anything flashy. Either experience is equally legitimate. The energy will connect with each person in the most effective and the most advantageous and beneficial way. It has an absolute knowingness of every person on this call and on anyone who listens later through recordings. I can't know that as a person, obviously. But the nature of the energy is omniscient. It has that quality of knowingness. And it can only do the best and highest thing in each moment. And I know that unequivocally. I have no hesitation about saying that. First of all, I know it, and secondly, it's born out over doing thousands of sessions like this over the years. So that's why I say it's not necessary to for any doingness. Now, if it happens that you start spontaneously doing your meditation, I'm not saying stop or fight it. I'm just saying be natural. How's that sound?
That sounds pretty good. The thing about being a host is you're always you're multitasking. You're listening on the phone and you're reading the questions that come in and looking for where to go with this. I'd like to bring up one question. Connie wrote in from Orlando, and I'm going to paraphrase some. What she says is that when her awakening process started a few years ago, she used to wake up in the middle of the night, and that one corner of her bedroom was covered in a beautiful blue light, and that other times she can see lights in the dark. And even though she feels that she's full of peace and joy, she doesn't see these signs anymore, and she misses these experiences. Do you have any comment about that?
Yeah. I definitely have a comment about it. I just don't know what it is, so give me a second. There's something in there that wants to respond to her. You know, this is a very profound aspect that's shared by many people. There is a hunger for experience, for these kind of experiences. They're just wonderful experiences. What I would say to Connie, though, is that they're completely unnecessary. Although as enjoyable as they are. So I would, if you could, let go of wanting those experiences. Let go of feeling a lack about it. Then you kind of clear the way for more openness to the possibility of those experiences arising again. When we really want something really bad, what we're really saying is we're lacking it. We feel a lack. So what I'm saying is be alert for that feeling of lack, that you're lacking something, and just allow it to let go as best you can. Having an experience like that or not having it is not indicative of your level of consciousness or your growth, spiritual growth. Some people are very visual and have those experiences a lot, and some people never have them. But that's just a different style of functioning. It's nothing personal about it. And as I said, it's not indicative necessarily of your progress. So I hope that was a decent answer for you.
And Connie, thank you. Thank you, Bill. And Connie, if you have anything more to say about Bill's comments, feel free to use your webcast space there for questions and comments to let us know how that sounded to you. And if I could just say, you know, couldn't that be a stage in the meditation experience? because she was talking about having some of these, you know, visual experiences in meditation. And then moving into, you know, she said she's full of peace and joy and life. Is it possible that it was a transition stage?
Sure. Absolutely. But
like a step on the way to where she is now?
What I would caution against is using these things as a judgment, or you're trying to measure something. I would say that is not necessarily productive, because the mind can't measure something like this. This goes beyond the mind's capacity to judge or evaluate, although the mind's going to try. I would say that sense of peace that she has is the only real measure. The other stuff can come and go, and it could mean this or that or the other thing, and I really have no way of answering that, because it'd be different for each person. Obviously, those experiences were valuable to her because they're very rewarding. But then it's best to treat them as an experience that has a beginning and an end. There may be another experience that comes up later, and that too will have a beginning and an end, just like every other experience. Who is experiencing it? That peace, that inner awareness is experiencing every experience. And that inner reality is not affected by the experiences. It's already full, as we said before. It doesn't need anything.
Okay. Would you like to take a few more questions now, or?
Sure, if there are questions, I'll take a couple more, and then we can start I've been starting to do this little different kind of clearing preparation, which I call the power wash.
So would you like to do that now? It might be great for bringing everybody on the same page.
Well, the energy's been rolling since we first started talking. So
okay.
It's okay if there are another one or two questions. That's okay, and then we can do the power wash.
Okay,
after that we can work through the waves, go through the energy waves.
Okay, yes, I would love to do that. That's something we all can benefit from. Andrea from Brooklyn said she purchased your program just a few days ago and has been listening to the first clearing wave every day, twice a day. And she's just reporting that she's experiencing feelings of bliss for several hours afterwards.
Oh, no.
You didn't mean that, right?
No.
And she's also experiencing her meditations and mantras more profoundly. But her question is, her question is, why do we have to allow these first sets of waves to recede? And actually, she's got a question about the bonus, the life purpose wave. If you just write to me directly at Jacqueline@youawakening.com, we'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, we can.
But Bill, if you could address the question,
we can probably do that after we actually do the wave, so then everyone will understand.
Okay, great.
Better. So that's great. So we'll table that until after we do the actual transmissions.
Okay. So the question again is just, you know, why do we have to allow these first sets of waves to recede? Okay. And
okay. Well, I can explain that a little bit after we actually do them.
Sure. I know. I understand.
That way, people will understand why. Because right now, it doesn't make sense to people who haven't heard this. They haven't heard them.
I understand.
Okay.
The questions are actually extremely varied. We have questions about, you know, how to have a financial breakthrough. Here's one of those. Sharon from Williams. She's saying she's used a Theta program. She's been working with that, and she's done a lot of work on herself to clear anger, hurt, disappointment, lost. Yet she still seems to be blocked in creating money, manifesting financial abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Can you address this for Sharon and Williams, as well as anybody else who might be experiencing this?
That's a very common complaint that people have.
Yes.
you know. You know, I would say just a very brief answer, but it'll make more sense after we do these transmissions, is that the sense of abundance needs to be cultivated first, and then the physical abundance follows. Now, if we're always in a state of fear and struggle about finances, you create more fear and struggle. Now, I know you've all heard this before a million times, so I know I'm not saying anything that people are going to go, oh, wow, I never thought of that before. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that the energy waves bring about a sense of feeling of fullness or abundance, fulfillment. If we approach the financial aspect of our lives from a sense of pre-existing fulfillment, you're inviting the energy of that, of those finances in much more than if you were struggling and fighting and working so hard to do this, that, or the other system to create wealth. Because the harder you work, I'm not saying you don't work. I mean, I work a lot. But it's not a sense of struggle. The sense of struggle is really the biggest obstacle to gaining these, this fulfillment from the finances, ironically enough. Because we're taught you gotta bust your ass, pardon the language, you gotta sweat and toil. It's part of our cultural heritage in this country, isn't it? So we're not proposing you sit around, don't do anything, and don't work. What we're saying is the sense of struggle is one of the culprits in preventing us from obtaining these things.
Bill, my sense is that it would be great for us to do the exercise we had talked about. I think that'll just help bring everybody on the same page. And
yes. Okay, great.
You know, and the waves, and I think maybe we can come back to the questions. And I think some of the questions will probably take care of themselves as you
share
with us.
A lot of them will. And I would say this, though, is that many times after we do the waves, the questions stop. And I'm fine with that, too. So if you have some that you want to save till later, we can do that, too. Because quite honestly, it happens that where people get so quiet that they just don't want to talk, or they don't want to write, or they don't want to type, or whatever. And I used to be concerned that no one had questions or comments, but now I realize that's kind of, that's part of the effect of the waves. It's a settling, a quietness that people find rather attractive. They don't want to interrupt it. But I'm fully inviting questions, too. Some people just get real gabby afterwards, so we never know. Okay, great. So should we get started with the actual transmissions and see what
happens?
I think
that'd be great.
So the first thing I'll do is I'll do a brief power wash, which is just a clearing. And I just ask everyone to sit comfortably. If you can sit with the feet straight, flat on the floor, that's probably a little bit better. But I'm not going to insist on it if you'd rather sit some other way or whatever. Hopefully you're not driving a car right now. If you are and you could pull over, that's better. If you have to drive, don't worry too much. Just put your attention on the road. And don't worry about following anything I'm saying, because the energy will transmit whether you listen to the words or not. You'll enjoy it more, though, if you can pull over and just be with it. So now I'm just going to start the deep cleansing for a minute or two, and then we'll start the waves. I'm going to start now, then. Okay, very good. And Jacqueline, can I check in with you every so often?
Yes.
See how you're doing?
Would you like a response right now?
Sure.
Very relaxed, very peaceful. When we started, usually I make sure that I have some time to be quiet before we come on the air, just to get centered. And tonight just involved more busyness in life and needing to move at a faster pace. And so I felt myself really kind of settle down, become quieter, become more present, more still, more peaceful.
Very good.
And it feels good.
Yeah, great.
So are you ready to do the rest of this yourself while I'm just quiet here?
Yes. So we're going to start then with the waves. And just real briefly, I'll describe them. There's a series of four waves we're going to do, and each goes in a sequence. The first wave is clearing, what I call clearing energy. The wave after that is awareness or being energy. Then the following wave is rejuvenation. And the fourth wave is unified, the unified wave, which is a combination or a harmonization of the first three, and they merge into one super high vibration. So I'll spend a couple minutes on each wave, and I'll announce each one as it begins. And we'll just, you know, spend a couple minutes on each one to get a good feeling as to what these are and what they do. Okay? So I'm going to start the clearing wave now. And then I'll let you know when I'm getting ready to start the awareness. Okay. I'll check in shortly. I'll start now. During this wave, if there are any strong feelings or thoughts should arise, we can just welcome them, whatever they are. No need to resist or try to get rid of them. The energy wave itself can deal with it properly. Okay, we'll let that wind down for a minute or so. And then we'll get ready to start the next wave, which is awareness or being. And the purpose of each wave is fairly self-explanatory based on what we call it. This wave just has the tendency to spontaneously access that deeper sense of awareness or presence. This is done without any effort on any of your parts. So as we said before, there's no need to practice any kind of meditation technique. So I'm going to start that wave now. During this wave, there's no reason to resist if the mind is thinking. There's no problem with that. And there's no reason to resist the mind spontaneously quieting. Just allow whatever it is to be. We'll let that run for another half minute or so. And then we're going to momentarily begin with the third wave, which is rejuvenation. And the purpose of this wave is that it has a spontaneous ability to allow our own natural, significantly powerful ability to heal and regenerate ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually automatically. The reason we don't do it typically to any huge extent is because we're usually in a state of agitation or excitation or just a sense of discomfort and struggle. So this wave allows us to access and amplify that natural ability that we have already. So we're going to let this wave start rolling now, and I'll check in with you shortly. during this rejuvenation wave, if we have some physical concern or some condition that we have or we've been told that we have or some discomfort or pain, just for now, could we just welcome that and allow it to be what it is? Let go of that struggle against it just for now, or the sense of wanting to get rid of it. Just let it rise up, and the wave itself has a very profound ability to just sort of handle that. I feel that some of you are having some deep emotional clearing, so that's equally important to just let those come up, let that feeling really be felt. It's on the way up and it's on the way out. I'm going to let that roll a little bit longer because there's some significant releasing happening here in many of you. All right, very good. So now the fourth wave, as I said before, is a synthesis of the first three. It's called the unified wave. And what we're going to do is I'm going to bring in that clearing energy again. And then I'm going to weave into that the awareness. And now we'll weave in the rejuvenation. And now we've created the unified wave, and we'll let that run for a short time. All right, we'll let that wave continue for another half minute or so. You still with me, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then we'll just become aware of our body now, especially the feet, how the feet are touching the ground, and we can actually feel those roots growing out of the bottom of our feet into the earth really, really deeply. digging down, further down, all the way to the core. Then we can allow that energy of the earth, that grounding, sustaining energy, to move back up through the roots, up into the feet, all the way up the legs, the back, the neck, top of the head. And then allow that energy, like a waterfall, to just cascade down the front of the body, all the way down to the feet, and just connect up with the earth. And then we can invite that energy back up from the earth, all the way up the back, all the way to the crown, and then like a waterfall down the front of the body, all the way to the feet again. And then once more, invite that energy up from the earth, all through the root system, all the way up into the feet, legs, back, neck, crown, and then down the front, back to the connect with the feet and the earth. And we're back.
That was wonderful. So I'd like to invite anybody who would like to share your experience of these waves. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we invite that. If you feel you want to, or you're welcome to.
Maybe it was the power of suggestion, but I remember, what was the first one called? Was it the clearing or?
Clearing, yeah.
Okay. I remember feeling like a wave-type motion and some expansiveness and joy, and then hearing like the words of a hymn in my mind that I knew as a child.
Yeah.
And it felt almost euphoric. And then after that, I just felt the waves like deepening and deepening. And at some point, I noticed that a muscle, like in my shoulder, like, you know, where the shoulder meets the neck. You know, I've worked about 12 hours on the computer today, and I didn't realize there was a tension in it until it just simply released. And I really liked the last one. That really just felt sublime to me.
Yeah, they definitely go in a sequence, and the vibration goes up and up and up and up in a very safe, a very fast but safe way. It paces itself with each person, appropriate to that person's ability to handle different frequencies. So it will not impose itself on anyone to, you know, to give too much or too little. It's always modulated.
It feels good. I think honestly that people are still kind of coming back. We don't have.
That's
any...
been my experience over the last few years with that. There's
yes.
Not a there's not an avalanche of questions and talking and things like that. So I'm perfectly content to let everyone just kind of sit in it. And if they do feel they want to ask something or report something, that's great. Otherwise, don't feel that you're obligated to do that. Now, I would like to answer one question that was proposed before.
Yes.
Someone asked, why do we let the waves recede each time?
Yes.
Or fade?
Yes,
that reason for that, yeah, that was a good question. No one's ever asked that before, so it's a really good question. I never thought about it either, because that's just the way that it evolved, you know. But I think the reason for that is that so everyone can have a sense of the distinction between the waves. So they can feel the difference, the differences in vibration. So if we let one recede and then start the new one, there's more of a gap between them. As we keep going on with this, there's less and less of a gap, and they start to kind of merge. That's that unified wave where they merge together. Really, they're never completely separate anyway. Just like we aren't separate from each other. They're different aspects of that unified field of consciousness. They're just ways of describing different aspects of it. And I think it's good for people to feel the distinctions first and then just feel how they unify and become one. But they really are always only one. And they appear to have different qualities. But the fact that they're one is never diminished by the separate qualities. Just like the fact that humanity is one is not diminished by all the variety.
Thank you. I'm still being a little quiet and leaving plenty
Good.
Of space
no problem.
Because I know that people are absorbing a powerful experience.
Yeah, the waves don't stop just because I stop talking. But we can still see the more you get used to these waves, especially
I'm liking these waves.
Especially when we listen to the recordings regularly, if those of you that decide to do these recordings. What happens is they become more and more integrated into your life so that you won't feel like you can have a very profound and deep connection with the waves and still be fully active simultaneously, and neither one will be diminished by the other. That's the goal of this whole program that I put together here, is to expose ourselves to these waves on a regular basis so they become just really a natural feature. They become less and less special and unusual and more of a just, hey, this is just the way it is. I've this deep, profound quiet inside, and I'm at the same time I'm working and doing whatever I'm doing fully. And neither one, they each enhance each other instead of being one or the other.
Or distraction.
Right. Right. Exactly. You may find yourself in the middle of a big project, you're working really hard under pressure, and all of a sudden just this spacious bliss starts to come up out of nowhere or somewhere. And you just keep working away and you just experience both together simultaneously, and that expansive feeling will amplify the effectiveness of your work. It's not a distraction or a diminishment of it, it's the opposite. It's like called a win-win.
Yes, and, you know, here's a question that I think fits in perfectly. It's from Chrissy in Wilmington. She said, does this process affect one's ability to stay present when under extreme emotional trauma and physical pain?
Absolutely. It's what we just said, right? So she
yes.
picked up on that. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean that you're never going to have a pain or some kind of a discomfort in our lives again. At all, it doesn't mean that, but it means that it will never overshadow this reality like it did before. So in a sense, we can face those things without that sense of being recoiling from it or despising those unpleasant experiences. It can be more accepted and integrated into your experience. Plus, I will have to say, the more we get exposed to these waves, there's less likelihood of severe emotional trauma coming up at all. It could still happen, but it would be, I would say, much less frequent. Because the physiology is changing. It's not just some psychological state. In order to experience these waves and have this quietness, your physiology, your nervous system is changed. Your brain frequencies have changed. Your physiology has shifted. That's why it's real. It's not some kind of mood that we're producing through suggestions or through guided imagery or something like that. I'm not criticizing any of that. That stuff's great. But this is different. This is an actual physiological shift that happens, a vibratory shift, which affects the body directly and the nervous system and the brain coherence. So it's a real shift. It's not a different idea or a different concept that's been put into us. It's not that. As you notice, I gave very few concepts, as few as I can. I mean, we have to talk,
yes.
So there's always a concept involved in talking, but I keep them to a minimum.
Here's a lovely comment from Maya in Belgrade. She said, my head was paining me for the past 3 days, and as soon as Bill started the clearing wave, it healed. No pain whatsoever. So awesome. Thank you.
Very good.
Yes. And we have several people actually asking about physical matters. We've got a comment here from, or a question here from Michelle in Denpasar. And the question is, how effective is the rejuvenation wave for healing a broken shoulder? How many times a week would you recommend doing this meditation?
As often as comfortable for you. You know, I wouldn't. I mean, you just have to use your own judgment. Just experiment with it. There's no actual rules with this stuff. The only quote-unquote rule I have is that I'd like people to listen at least all the way through each wave once in sequence before they do the manifestation process, which is part of this package. But other than that, just, you know, some people actually put these things on repeat and just play them in the background all day long without even really hearing them. And they've had some amazing reports on how that, what happens with that. Because the energy will transmit whether or not we actually hear or understand or follow along, you know, with the words. But I like to have everyone at least go through the whole thing once or twice so they can hear everything, you know. And then after that, you can play around with it and experiment. If it's a broken bone or something like that, you know, probably the more often you can do it, at least in the beginning, and you're comfortable with it, why not? If you have the time, give it a try. I'm not saying this is a substitute for medical treatment, like go and have the doctor set it and do whatever you have to do physically, you know, because this is not a substitute for going to a doctor and having something dealt with medically. In fact, I have a lot of people I work with that are undergoing chemotherapy and all kinds of treatments, and it just helps them maintain their quality of their life when, as they're going through whatever they choose to do for themselves. You know, I have no judgment about any of those things. This always helps in some way, so I'm content with that. But yeah, give it a try. I wonder how it feels now. If she can respond.
Yes, please write in. Let us know.
And if she'd like to need to do a little bit of individual work on it for a minute or two, I could. So that's
an
option.
I think that would be great. And we've got a similar question from Randy in Huntington, New York. He said that he's got, if you know, in the place on his right arm where you would wear a patch on your sleeve, you know, the upper arm, he's experiencing some sensations.
Okay. He means since we've done this thing this evening.
No, he actually wrote in earlier.
Okay.
So some of these comments are from earlier.
Okay. So I would just say, see how it feels now. And just for now, if anyone who has similar discomforts, if you could let go of wanting to get rid of them. I know it sounds counterintuitive. But just allow them to be as they are. And just let go of calling them something. They're just energy. They're sensations.
Bill, may I ask a question?
Yes.
I was hesitant about interrupting, but I wanted to see if we've just brought up some physical issues. We have Pam from Barr who's talking about, you know, losing the love of her life and some financial struggle after. We've had several, there's about three here that are financially related in addition to the physical ones. Can this, what you're about to share with us, this clearing, would it work for financial issues as well?
It works for everything. Now, does it mean you're going to win the lottery the day after you do this? Or something like that? Maybe not. But let's just say what we talked about in the beginning, what we talked about fulfillment.
Yes.
This part of us that's already fulfilled, it's hard to believe if we're under severe financial stress. We feel like we're fighting to survive. It's not easy to acknowledge the reality of that fulfillment that's there, right? Because it's just completely overshadowed. But I would say that from my experience with so many people that have utilized these waves, that there's a shift that happens where their circumstances may not change immediately, but their inner feeling about it lightens up significantly. It doesn't mean you become apathetic. It means that it just doesn't feel so heavy and so dire as it did before. It feels like, you know, it's just the current situation that is present now and not permanent. And then with that lightness, or that natural sense of buoyancy, we could say, things are much more likely to just shift in a positive direction rather than being in a state of panic and desolation, which only invites more of that, as you've all probably noticed. There's, you know, the more panic you have, the less likely that you're going to come out of the panic, and the less likely you're going to take some action that's going to wind up to be beneficial. So we're dealing with the source of not so much the outer circumstances. We're dealing with the source that's causing those circumstances, that sense of lack, that sense of panic, that sense of disorientation. This will bring a sense of groundedness, sense of contentment, without any reason for the contentment necessarily. It's just a sense of that that will starts to grow on its own. It's not like we're trying to feel content and pretend we're not panicked. It's not like that at all. We're not trying to deny the feelings or hide them. But the waves have a very powerful settling and grounding influence, and they will tap us into the deeper intelligence that we have. We'll start to have a hunch, hey, maybe today I'll call this person. Maybe today I'll answer this ad and not that ad. You know, that kind of thing. Kind of magical things, but at the time they're just simple and you don't really know what they are. You just kind of follow along with it. So if your mind is quieter, which this automatically will produce, many people will notice that quickly, then that sense of intuition or that sense of knowingness is more accessible. Instead of functioning from panic, which jams us into the surface of the mind, which is already stirred up in like conflicting waves of chaos, you start to function more from that quiet, settled place where you have access to knowledge and information that your mind does not have access to. You know, you can wake up one day and have one inspiring thought to do something and change your whole situation instantly. You connect with this person, you realize you forgot that, or whatever. You can't produce this with your mind. You produce this with quietness and coherence. Is what I'm saying make sense?
Yes, it does. And I know that you were running some energy, so I just don't want to disappoint our listeners or creating confusion. I know you were running some energies for, there's really quite a number of people who've written in with physical situations, and I actually interrupted you to ask if we could include financial also, because we also have a whole number of questions coming in that are financially oriented.
Can I just make one comment?
Yes.
These things that people are reporting, you know, the different concerns, these are universal concerns. I would challenge each of you to realize they're not even personal. They feel real personal, don't they? But they are just feelings. They're concerns. They're part of the human consciousness right now. So we don't need to feel that personal about it, or that some failure has happened or some catastrophe. They're just feelings. They're experiences and they're sensations. Some are in the body, some are in the feeling body, the emotions, some are in the mind. And the energy that's being produced now is addressing all those at the same time, simultaneously. Every person is being addressed with that energy now, and has been for the whole call, really. So I would just be observant and just ask how you're feeling now. And then, of course, this energy has a tendency to sometimes have after effects, quite honestly. Many people feel it more after the call, the next day or two, than they do during the call. There's a good sense of a rebound. It continues on. So those of you who have the specific issues or physical complaints that you have, I would just be observant as to how they are now and then the next day or two. Do you take actual calls, or are they all just internet questions?
Usually it's easiest for us to take internet questions, and I would like to give a couple more, but we can also check who's on the phone if you're up for it.
You know, it may take, I have a feeling there might be one or two that really need to talk.
Okay. Can we stay with this for just a moment? And then there's two questions I'd like to ask you from here.
Okay.
And then I think a number of the other concerns that people have written in have probably been really covered by the energy work that's been in progress since the very beginning of the call.
I think so, yeah.
From Janet in Pongaroa, New Zealand. Must be gorgeous. Love New Zealand. She said she's done Reiki Level 3 and Quantum mm-hmm. Touch training, mm-hmm. and she works with both people and horses,
mm-hmm.
although she hasn't asked for compensation yet. And her question really is, how can, and I think this applies to others as well, how do I become in total belief that I can heal and help all?
Like anything else, experience produces belief. The more you experience it and work with it, and observe the effects, then, you know, you start to believe it. I would encourage her to continue. This energy waves will amplify the abilities. All those techniques she mentioned are great. I'm not saying what I'm doing is better. What I'm saying is it's very supportive, and it has a tendency to amplify whatever things you're doing significantly. So just experiment and just see what happens with it. And then you'll have that belief will just be automatic. That's the best kind of belief, based on experience rather than just some fanciful idea.
Thank you. So practice and use these energies.
Yes,
okay,
that's what I would recommend.
Okay, thank you. And Dee from Seattle said that from the beginning of the process, she felt an internal nervousness, and it's actually increased rather than dissipating it. And that she's been experiencing this for the past few weeks on and off, not really knowing why.
Ah, okay.
And usually when she's anxious, she can pinpoint why, but not in this case. And
good.
Now she's shaking.
Okay. So I would say for her, just allow that feeling to be there. Because it's really being released. It's coming out, and it's something that's been with her a long time. So what I would recommend is if she could locate it in her body somewhere, is it coming from a particular part of the body? And if so, just allow her attention to be on it in that part of the body. And fully having a welcoming attitude about it. Not like, oh my God, I've got to get rid of this, I'm tired of it, you know, see, this didn't work either. With all the stuff that the mind likes to chew on and spit up. So just feel it as a sensation in the body. And it'll probably dissipate on its own, or if you like, you could open up, imagine there's a window or a door over that spot. Just open up the window or door and let that stuck energy blow out like a wind is blowing through a window. And just sit with it and let it doesn't want to stay in there. It's like birds trapped inside of a cage. All you have to do is open the door. You don't have to convince them to leave. you open up the cage door, and they're out of there. You can open up that door, and you'll feel like a flock of blackbirds flapping like crazy, and they're going to swarm out of there. Without any effort on your part, just open up that cage door. I can feel it happening with her. Good. We'll see. We'll see if there's a report later.
Thank you. And I'm going to switch over to callers now.
Okay.
And the first one is from Des Moines. I'm unmuting you right now. Hello?
Yeah, she just answered it.
Okay.
I did. How did that happen?
because I didn't realize I was supposed to do the questions online, and then when I realized it, I put the question online. This is Dee. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
That was great. Great.
And
so how do you feel?
It feels like.
How do you do on the answer?
it feels like it's subsiding. I am not trying to make anything happen.
Good.
I'm not running away from the feeling.
Beautiful.
And the thought in my mind is to just open the door.
Beautiful. Excellent. Your breathing is probably a little bit easier now, too.
Yeah, well, I'm not shaking all over, and I had actually started shaking. And
that's sometimes, sometimes if there's a really deep release that happens, there can be some physical, like shaking or twitching or something, but that's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't last long.
Yeah, I'm thinking all of this is good.
Oh, yeah. I can guarantee you that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill, I'm just noticing the time. Boy, time flies when you're having a good time.
It sure does, doesn't it? Wow, 90 minutes already, almost,
Yes. So I'm going to ask you, was there another process that you wanted to share with everyone, or shall we talk about your special offer?
Let's just do the special offer. I think we've had enough processes tonight.
Okay, great.
Let people just kind of sit with it, because they're going to continue, the momentum will continue to build. So we really don't have to do anything more with that.
Okay, great. So tell us what you're offering so that if people deeper with you,
yes,
they'll have an opportunity.
Yeah, essentially what we have is we have a series of MP3s. And they're very much like what we did tonight. The difference is they're very, very much more deep and extended. So the first MP3 is the clearing wave, and it's just the clearing wave. Go in and out of the waves for more sustained periods of time. So it's a very focused on this one vibration. It's about 40. Each one's about 45 minutes long. The next recording after that is just only the awareness energy. The one after that is only the rejuvenation. And then the last one is the unified wave for the whole time. So it's, what we did tonight was like a little tiny nibble of it, but these recordings are much, much more sustained and more time is spent, so they get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And don't be concerned that they're recordings, because the energy comes through the recordings just like it does on a live call. I don't have the time to really explain that, but it has to do with quantum physics and stuff like that. But anyway, you'll see. If you have a doubt about it, you can listen to the recording of this first and see how it feels on the recording, right?
Yes.
And then we have another section, which is what we call a manifestation trigger. And the manifestation trigger should only be listened to after we've had some exposure to the energy waves. The reason for that is that the manifestation trigger is powerful because we have the momentum of the energy waves to carry those intentions forward in a very deep, much deeper way than we could just ordinarily by using our, surface level of our minds. So the manifestation trigger is a way to, is techniques to harness those energy waves for specific purposes, for example, abundance, which may be sort of relevant to some of the people here, health and wellness, and relationships and higher consciousness and things like that. And even simple things like, you know, you want to accomplish some project. So you can use these manifestation triggers for really anything. So that these recordings are essentially allowing you to experience how it feels to manifest something without using effort and using planning and using the rational mind so much. It's just a spontaneous feeling of accomplishing something quickly using your presence and your intention combined. And these are not philosophical recordings. They're actual experientially based. So you'll feel the different manifestations as they happen within yourself. So that's basically the program. Now there's another special life purpose wave that's part of this. And this is also sort of a manifestation, but it's really geared towards tapping into that, what we call our purpose, for lack of a better word. Many people have a lot of confusion and they're not really sure what they're doing here. So this will help by using the energy waves. It helps access a more clarity about that for us. So this is a very very enjoyable process to go through. It's very rewarding because sometimes people have very deep, sudden insights into, you know, what the best path for them is. So there's at least 6 hours worth of stuff here, about close to 6 hours. And we don't sit and have to listen to it all at once. I mean, but I would recommend listening to the clearing wave first, and then the next time we listen, it would be the awareness. Then the next time we listen, it would be the rejuvenation. Then the next time we listen is the unified wave. And then after that, we can listen to the manifestation. But I would not start with a manifestation. It won't cause any harm to anyone. It just won't be the most as effective as it should be.
Thank you. And I will check the life purpose because we did have a question about accessing that earlier. And if anyone had a problem with that, please write me at Jacqueline, JCKLYN, at youawakening.com. And we'll make sure that that's set up. But I know the package is set up correctly, so just let me know if anyone's having a problem with that. I'm sorry if that wasn't clear. What I'm referring to is the question that we had about how do you receive the life purpose meditation?
I think, isn't that part of our program?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's just part of if you were to get the program, it's part of that.
I think let's not say anything more because the program is set up and we haven't had any other concerns. I think we're really talking about an individual matter, Bill.
Okay. All right. That's fine. If they have a specific, more specific question, we can answer that.
And is there anything that you would like to? And I just want to say that we received some lovely comments tonight that I didn't get a chance to read about. People who purchased the program from the last time that you were on wrote in to say some very lovely things about how it's really been helpful.
Good, good. That's what we want.
Okay. So I'm conscious of the time, and I just would like to ask, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us in closing?
Other than just my gratitude for everyone of being participating, and whether you had a question or just quietly participated within yourself, I'm very happy that I had the chance to connect with you all, and especially grateful to Jacqueline for inviting me back. You're a wonderful host, and you ask very, very insightful questions that help everyone have a deeper experience. So I'm appreciative of that.
Thank you, and you're always welcome. during the sunny season. Okay, so let's say good night to everyone. Much love. Thank you for being with us, and until the next time.
Yes,